You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Holy Mary, with all simplicity and with patience, you have given us an example of how to untangle the knots in our complicated lives. By being our mother forever, you arrange and make clear the path that unites us to our Lord. Holy Mary, Mother of God and ours, with your maternal heart, untie the knots that upset our lives. We ask you to receive into your hands, and you may mention your prayer request here. And deliver us from the chains and confusion that restrains us. Blessed Virgin Mary, through your grace, your intercession, and by your example, deliver us from evil and untie the knots that keep us from being united to God, so that free from all confusion and error, we may find in him all things, keep him in our hearts, and serve him in our brothers, and serve him always in our brothers and sisters. Mother of good counsel, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, welcome to the Father's Quilt. It's very nice, as always, to be with you, sharing God's Word. And of course, this beautiful month of May, I've been sharing all about the goodness of our Blessed Mother. And so I thought I would talk about, you know, when you walk through a storm, you know, and maybe you might have even remembered an old song, and that'll kind of date me. But anyways, it's called You'll Never Walk Alone. And if you might want to Google it and find it on YouTube. But it's a beautiful song. And, you know, and it talks about holding your head up high when you're going through the storms of life. Actually, I think it was Jerry and the Pacemakers. And I think he just passed away, I think, this past year. And I had the pleasure of seeing him in his very last concert. But a beautiful song way back when. And, you know, sometimes imagine when you've driven through a storm in which it's raining really, really hard. And, you know, you've had those storms maybe with your car that you can't even see, the car in front of you. And sometimes the rain is so heavy that maybe even your car starts sliding a bit. And that's the time I've prayed all the way home, asking God to help me. And of course, the next day, the sun came out and I was shocked, actually, to see how clean my car was. Before the rain, my car was covered in dirt. But then while I drove, I noticed something I hadn't noticed before. Not only was my car shiny and clean, but so was every car I passed. I couldn't help but thank God for a free car wash, not just for me, but for everyone else. And sometimes, you know, life can feel like a dangerous storm that we're not going to make it through. We may think we will never survive the storms of life. We wonder how any good can even come from it, and whether the sun will ever shine again in our lives. Going through these storms, I know, my friends, it isn't fun. We all know that storms can be so chaotic and dangerous, uprooting everything in their path. And that's how we may feel while going through the trials of life. But reflecting on the words of the song, "You'll Never Walk Alone," can be an encouragement to all of us. So what can we learn from those lyrics? Hold your head up high. Well, that's hard to do, right? When you're walking through a storm. But you can, because you are not alone. And if you have your Bible, and if you don't, and you have a pen and paper, then write down the scriptures that I give you. And it's Isaiah 41, and it's numbered verse 10. And I'll read it to you, because it's just a short verse. Fear not. I love that, don't you? Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. God tells us, my friends, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So hold your head up high. Know that God is walking with you, and don't be afraid of the dark. Why? Because at the end of a storm, there's a golden sky. Remember when Noah and his family went through the flood? What happened after? God sent a rainbow, a symbol of hope. Rainbows appear as perfect arcs when the sun shines onto water droplets, scattering its white light into an array of brilliant colors. Noah's family endured a horrific storm for 40 days and 40 nights before the sun came out. They had to keep at their life and work on the ark through the entire time. And we also have to keep walking through the storms of life, because the sun will come out with a golden sky. Then another verse from the song, when you walk through a storm, it says, walk on with hope in your heart, trusting that you will never walk alone. So then I want you to turn to, again to scripture, and I want you to find Deuteronomy 31, and it's just verse 8, and it says, it is the Lord who goes before you, for he will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. The Lord is the one who goes before you, brothers and sisters. He'll be with you. He won't leave you and nor forsake you. So don't fear nor be dismayed. You can walk on through the storm because God is walking with you. When you get weak, stressed, frightened, and tired, ask him for help. And of course, I'm always including our Blessed Mother through this entire broadcast of going to her through for her intercession for to her son, right? To get to her son, we go through his mother. And we go through to our Blessed Mother, and she's got her hands always opened and welcoming us, always, always there for us. So always stay focused on God, all right? So when you get weak, right, ask him for help. Always stay focused on him. And so when I was driving in that storm, I had to stay focused on God, because an accident could have happened so easily. But God did not abandon me, and he will not abandon you. He will stay with you, and the sun will shine. Turn with me now to 2 Corinthians. And maybe you're just writing it down, and it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it is verse 8 and 9. All right, verse 8 and 9. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. That is so important. These scriptures are so good for us to remember and draw upon them when we are facing challenges. And they happen a lot, right? They happen to us all the time. But we can face them head on, brothers and sisters. And we have a safety net. Scripture, God's word is a safety net. And going through our Blessed Mother as our intercessor, she's there. She's there to unlock the door. She's there to open the path. She's there to clear your mind, to help you. She's there because she loves you, right? So, in 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes, we are hard-pressed, right? We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, right? So because God is with us, ask God, my friends, to encourage you, and he will. It seems the storms of life are on the rise, but I also see where God has intervened and blessed his people, those who obey and remain faithful to him. So my friends, please keep walking through the rain with your head held high, because God is walking with you right now as I'm talking to you. With his help, you will win the battle over the storms you are going through. So please don't give up on God. Don't give up on yourself, and don't give up on your faith, whatever you do. The Blessed Virgin Mary is our mother because of Jesus. You know, my friends, she accepted God's invitation to be the mother of the Messiah. She gave birth to Jesus and raised him with Saint Joseph. Mary is the mother of Jesus, and because of this, she is also the mother of the Catholic Church and mother of all the faithful. And she sets a great example for us of unwavering faith and trust in God. Mary comes to our aid to help us. She is a mother who wants to see all of us love God and listen to her son. She helps us to do this in any way she can. Mary is a mediatrix of graces, meaning that she dispenses graces to us that God gives to her for this purpose. Mary is the person closest to God. No other human was as close to Jesus as she was and as she is. You know, at the Annunciation, the Archangel Gabriel told Mary that she was chosen by God, remember, like a 14-year-old girl, to be the mother of the Messiah. And Mary said yes to this role. May it be done to me according to your word. She accepted God's invitation to be the mother of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Her faith and her trust in God are a huge, big example for all of us, right? To prepare her for this role by the grace of God, Mary was born without sin, and so we call this her Immaculate Conception. No other person has been born without original sin, but Mary is an example of faith of steady, unwavering faith and of faithful service. Out of all the women in the history of the entire world, she was chosen to be the mother of our Savior. Well, that says a lot about her right there. She should have our respect from this known fact alone. The love and care Jesus shows to Mary is also an example of how we can show her our love and respect as well. For example, she has appeared many times on earth, sometimes with Jesus and Joseph, like at Fatima, to give a message to us. If Jesus did not hold her high in high esteem, he would not allow her to come to earth to talk with us. Whenever she does talk with those on earth, it is to send a message to repent, to turn away from sin, and to love God more. We can ask Mary for prayers, just as we ask family and friends to pray for us. Mary loves Jesus. She wants everyone to know and love him too. And Mary, my friends, comes to your aid, comes to my aid as our mother to help us and to point the way to her son. Remember what she told the servers at the wedding feast of Cana? Do whatever he tells you. And this is such a powerful scripture to know, brothers and sisters, because we humans here on this earth, we already have sin in the world. We are born sinners because of original sin. And so we're going to be facing challenges all the time, right? In God's perfect world, there is no sin. There is no challenges. There are no tears. There is no pain. There is no anguish. There is no depression. There is no anxiety. There is no cancer. There is no diabetes. There is no arthritis. There is no heart trouble. And brothers and sisters, we are all striving for the prize to go to heaven, to see Jesus' face. I will urge you always, go to confession. Don't be afraid. Go to confession. Go to Mass as much as you can. Pray the rosary. The rosary is an untapped, powerful tool to fight off the evil that you may face day after day. And it doesn't take, it goes from moment to moment, doesn't it, brothers and sisters? How many times I've come out of church, I'm at peace and I'm happy and the world is wonderful. I get in my car and boom, someone on the road decides to cut me off, right? And I'm slamming on the brakes, right? It's that kind of thing, right? So the challenges are there. Or you could be in church even and someone says something to you and they may have meant it in a very kind way, but you've taken it the wrong way. I mean, it could happen, right? But this is what I'm saying, my friends, that we are facing challenges moment to moment. We are in a spiritual battle since we were born. We have been in a spiritual battle. Until the Messiah returns, we will be in a spiritual battle, but we will win. And the evil one knows that. He knows that we're going to win. We have God. We have God. We have Almighty God on our side. We have Jesus. We have the Blessed Mother. We have all the angels and saints. We have a whole army. We have the power to withstand the evilness, but we have to claim his word. We have to say it out loud and read scripture out loud. Don't read it like a book, all right? So think of the times Blessed Mother has appeared on earth. She has told people to turn away from sin, to pray the rosary, to pray for sinners, and to pray for peace. She has told us that her son is very much offended by the sins of people. She asks us to pray and repent. God has allowed her to come to deliver these messages to us. He did not have to do that, but God loves us and he loves his mother. And so he allows her to help us. Just checking my time because I write down my time. Where did I write? Oh, yes. Okay, we've got, oh yeah, oh, we're really good for time. I need to buy a big clock here, but anyways, I usually use my watch or something and the digits are a little small these days with my eyes. Mediatrix, Mary is a mediatrix of graces, and a mediatrix means mediator, okay? That's mediator. Mary is the Queen of Heaven and Earth, crowned by her son as the Queen Mother. And this was a common practice of the Jews in Old Testament times. The Queen Mother would help her son rule, not the king's wife. Mary has nothing without God. He allows her to pass out his graces to us. This shows how important she is to God, and we call her the mediatrix of graces because she has the authority from God to give out God's grace to us. And guess what? Well, we only need to ask help for her, from her, okay? We only need to ask for help. All right, so my friends, I pray that this broadcast, again, is something that will inspire you to not be afraid, to go forward. You know, I know these are, you don't have to look too far in terms of being challenged in our days with the news and everything else, but don't be afraid, brothers and sisters. Do not be afraid. Everything works out according to the will of God, and that's the beauty of having faith. I'm also going to plug to you one more time because it's so important, and I thank the many priests who do support the Legion of Mary in their parish and who themselves may be a legionnaire themselves, who have, you know, brought it into their parish, and you know what? Mary's graces just pour out for all of us, you know. And I'm going to, you know, again, tell you about the miraculous medal, right? So the medal of the Immaculate Conception, it's known as the miraculous medal. It's unique among all the medals. And it was designed by who? No, not by some artist in Italy. It was actually designed by the Blessed Virgin herself. And no wonder, then, it wins such extraordinary graces for those who wear it and pray for Mary's intercession and help. Our Lady manifested the medal to Sister, now Saint, Catherine Labori on November 27, 1830, in the Mother House of the Sisters of Charity of Saint Vincent de Paul in Paris. She saw Our Lady standing on a globe with dazzling rays of light streaming from her outstretched hands. Framing the figure was an inscription, "O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee." And then Mary spoke to Catherine, "Have a medal struck upon this model. Those who wear it will receive great graces, especially if they wear it around the neck." The vision then seemed to turn to show the reverse of the medal, the letter M, surmounted by a cross with a bar at its base, and below this monogram, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, crowned with thorns, and of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, pierced with a sword. So very important, brothers and sisters, if you are buying a miraculous medal and you want to wear it around your neck, please, first of all, make sure it's the real thing, because there are supposedly some fake miraculous medals. They claim to be miraculous medals, but when you turn to the back, you might not see two hearts, and that's very important. There has to be two hearts, and one is pierced. The cross that's above fits into the M, and there are 12 stars around. So, and above the cross, there shouldn't be a star. They're sort of to the side. The cross sort of points up, but there is no star above the cross. So there are some, you have to be careful, because people have been fooled and thinking that they have a miraculous medal when in fact they don't. It's a fake. It's not the real thing. So also make sure, as always, when you are wearing your miraculous medal, that you have it blessed before you wear it. So make sure it's blessed by your parish priest. So with the approval of the church, the first medals were made in 1832 and were distributed in Paris. And almost immediately, the blessings that Mary had promised began to shower down on those who wore her medal. And soon all of France was clamoring for what the people referred to as the miraculous medal. So within a few years, millions of the medals had been distributed throughout France, and the use of the medal spread from country to country, and now it's everywhere in the entire world. Everywhere the medal is still drawing down from God golden blessings for body and soul. And just a quick little prayer. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my mother. To you I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Amen. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much. As I said, you know, I thought I'd talk about storms and, of course, how it all ties into our faith and our trust in our Lord and having our Blessed Mother as our intercessor. So important. Pray your rosary, my friends. Don't stop praying your rosary. And guess what? I know things go in, get in your way. Oh, the kids, you know, different things that happen in our life. Well, I got to tell you just quickly. I was praying for a dear friend of mine. She was in a lot of pain with her back and such a sweet friend of mine. And it just broke my heart to see her suffering. And I thought I was going to pray my Catena Legionis, my Tessera. I was going to pray my Tessera, the prayer from our Legion of Mary. And as soon as I started praying it out loud, I started coughing. I wasn't coughing the entire day, but that I started coughing. And I just spoke out loud. I just said, you know, evil one, I know what you're doing, but you're not going to stop me. I'm going to say my prayer because Almighty God is with me and you are nothing. I am not afraid of you and you are not going to stop me. I am a child of Jesus. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, it stopped immediately. And I finished the Tessera. I finished my entire prayers. I did my rosary. And I thought to myself, this is it, brothers and sisters. We have more power than we think. And we have it through the grace of God. Because Jesus lives in us. God is with us. He's in us. Greater is he, remember this, greater is he that lives in us than that lives in the world. Remember, my friends, you have a lot more power than you think, but you have to call on the name of Jesus to get you through it, and he will. So with that, God bless. Thank you again. It's always nice to be with you every Tuesday and afternoon here on Radio Maria Canada. Bye for now, everyone. I've got no